Hey everyone, it's your host here, Jake Hirschman. Excited for you to dive into these highlight episodes, whether you're a longtime listener or first-time listener. These are going to be shortened episodes from the past that bring you the best of the best of the content from great guests. Enjoy these and want to take a quick moment to thank our two sponsors, Suju Organic and Screen Skins. Get your 15% off Suju Organic at sujuorganic.com with the code LIFO, L-I-F-O, and visit screenskins.com for 20% off at checkout with the code LIFO24. Get your screen protector today. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode. Let's start with your path, right? Having the journey that you've had. Look, being an NFL wide receiver comes with certainly many struggles, successes along the way, failures, of course. What's the biggest lesson that you've learned along the way that you can provide others that are working in the front office?
What's the biggest lesson that I've learned? I would think to not take things for granted. I was able to win a Super Bowl my second year in the NFL. And that was one of the most incredible moments in my life, being in the Super Bowl, three minutes to go in the fourth quarter, a Super Bowl 50. And, we go for a 2-point conversion and Peyton throws me this pass and it changed my life forever. And it ended up being the final pass of his career and final completion of his career. I always thought I was going to get back to another Super Bowl. I haven't been back to one since, going into my eighth year now. And I think just being in the NFL is not taking it for granted is one of the best things that I've learned, because you see people go in and out of the NFL every single day. You see people get cut. And the fact that I've been able to stay in this long, it teaches you not to take anything for granted, not to take any play for granted, not to take any moment for granted, any of the perks that come along with being in the NFL, because one day it will be over, but not to take it for granted. Yeah, I would say that leadership is balanced is one of the best things that I learned from Peyton. There's so many different things I learned from him, but leadership has a balance to it. When the meeting is getting ready to get started, he was focused and he wanted things to be done in a certain way. He wanted things to be structured. He was all about the preparation and getting things done and maximizing the time. But then you have this other side of Peyton where on a Thursday night, he invites the entire offense out and we have offensive dinners and you get to see him just relax and tell stories. And it's like a campfire when Peyton's getting ready to tell a story. It's all eyes and ears on him because of how much knowledge he has and just the way he can tell a story. So that's one of the things that I learned from Peyton in terms of just having that balanced leadership. And, when you step into the door at work, it's all about business. And obviously he would have some jokes here and there, but he was really focused and really just getting things done. And then he would have his personal side where he would show you more of, who he really was as a man and not just a football player. But also, the first day I walked into that building and I'm walking into the Denver Broncos building, and I'm super nervous as a rookie. It's like your first day of school and, you're trying to make friends, but you're also trying to play it cool. And I'm trying to play it cool and putting things in my locker, got my headphones on. And then he walks in and I'm just like, wow, it's him. It's Peyton Manning. And his locker was right next to mine because I wore number 16. He wore 18. And it was just like, and he came up to me and said, hey, my name is Peyton Manning. I'm like, I know who you are. You're the Nationwide guy. But just kidding. But
my God, that's great.
No, but he introduced himself, and obviously I knew who he was. Everybody knows who he is. But the fact that he had that humility to introduce himself and say, I'm glad you're a part of this team. It made me want to run through a wall for that guy. And that's what real leadership is about: is building rapport with your employees and engaging with them, and understanding that they're just like you, regardless of your title. I think that balance really comes from self-awareness, number one. And then number two, it can really come from the organization and the coaches if it's clear on the roles. I've talked to a couple different people, especially in corporate, who have left the corporate job and corporate space because of chaotic culture and not being clear in terms of leadership. And when I think about some of the best teams I've been on and some of the worst teams I've been on, it's the roles weren't clearly defined. You know, Sean Payton is really good at defining everybody's role. And this is where I see you. And that's why I have so much tremendous respect for Sean, is that when I first met him this past year, and I only played for him for 1 year, but he was like, look, you know, you know why you're here. You're here because, you know, you worked out with Drew. He was impressed by you. He wanted you to come here. You've impressed us. This is where we see you. We see you doing this, this, and this. And I was like, thank you. I'm very clear. He was very clear, very precise on how he saw me fitting in. And it's easier for me to show up to work because I know why I'm actually there. You know, he told me I'd have an opportunity to step up and make plays, but, you know, these are the guys we're paying. This is who the ball is going to. But, you know, when you have that gray line and you're trying to make everybody happy in terms of getting the ball, or you're going to be the star, or you're going to be this, and you can move up in the organization and it doesn't happen for years, you'll see employee engagement and you'll see player productivity go down because they don't know where they fit in their piece of the pie. So I think communication and really understanding where people fit in and defining and clearly defining their roles and where you see they can have room to move up and step up. And then being completely honest, if they don't have any room to step up right now, but maybe down the road, but that honesty and that transparency and that communication is very key. You know, just overall, you have to just continue to work on it. And it really depends on your self-discovery. So I actually take you back to my first ever high school varsity basketball game. And we're getting towards the end of the game. I get a steal and I go to lay the ball up and I get fouled. I go to the line to shoot two free throws. And I had never really felt any nervousness and anxiety like this before, but my arms felt like they weighed 1,000 pounds. So I went to go shoot the first free throw and it was a complete air ball. 4 feet, it landed like 4 feet before the rim. And you could just hear the sighs and I feel like you could hear the crowd. And in high school, it's all about popularity. And I was super embarrassed and that my eyes started to fill up with tears. And it was just a tough moment for me. So I go to shoot the second free throw and I don't even try to make it in the rim. I don't even try to make it in the basket. I just try to hit the rim. And how many people in life are really doing that right now, where they're just hitting the rim? They're playing not to lose instead of playing life to win. So one of the things that I work on with my clients is to write themselves a story of all the things that they've already accomplished and call it a win list, or all the things that you've accomplished in the last year or the last 5 years. You have to remind yourself of who you are every single day, because we're all winning a lot more than we're losing. But possibility is all about perspective, and people have to think and identify their possibility with who they really are. And they have to remind themselves of who they are. And then they have to ask themselves in situations, am I playing to win? Or am I playing not to lose in this situation? Yeah, I think when it comes to productivity, there's a couple of different things that you can do. But when usually it comes to productivity and people want to get more done, it comes down to what you can control and what you can't control. So you can circle a big ring around on a sheet of paper, and you can think about all the things that are going, or you know, that you're going through or you're doing right now. And all right, can you control this? All right, if you can't, then that goes on the outer ring, and what you can't control goes on the inner ring. And that's where the productivity comes from. But also, what's really important? What's important to you this day? Not what's urgent. You know, what's urgent has to get done now. What's important, that has to get done. But there are certain things that you can live. There's a certain way you can live in terms of, all right, I have a project 3 months from now. You don't have to wait till 3 months from now to do it. Maybe you can knock off 10 minutes a day. You could stay productive. So when you get to there, you're not overwhelmed by that 3 month project. But everybody always feels and gets pulled in different directions because they feel like everything is urgent and important. Everything is not urgent and important. There are important things, there are urgent things, like, hey, there's something going on with my family. That's a thing, that's something that's urgent and important. And then there's important things. All right, this has to get done this week, but if it doesn't, then it's okay. So you have to learn how to just navigate and prioritize those things. I think it's the Eisenhower method in terms of productivity that people can use. And it's super good. It's super beneficial.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows.